It's time to swing into the golf world of today with Springdale Golf Live, sponsored by our friends at the New Jersey Golf Foundation. Here's your host, Keith Stewart.
Members, friends, and players, good afternoon and welcome to Springdale Golf Live. I'm Keith Stewart, and I'll be here entertaining you on this Friday afternoon. Thank you for tuning in to Fox Sports 920 The Jersey. You know, you can also hear us on 920thejersey.com. You can listen to those podcasts on either iTunes and Google Play. Hey, follow us on social media at @KJPGA on either Instagram or Twitter. So here's what's on slate today. We're going to do a little Tower Talk. That's Ryder Cup, Fashion Leaderboard, Tour Championship. And then I'm excited to welcome in a New England sports star, Major League Soccer's Taylor Twellman, who played for the New England Revolution and is now the lead soccer analyst for ESPN and an avid golfer. Here we go, Adrian.
I'm a sailor pain, and I lost my leg. Climbing up the top sails, I lost my leg.
All right, there it is. You know, we're getting a sports legend, New England sports legend in here today on our second segment, Adrian, and that's why I chose the Dropkick Murphys. I'm shipping up to Boston, which is probably one of the most modern sports anthems you hear when you're up there. And, you know, we're doing that in honor of Taylor, and we're going to talk to him in a little bit. But, you know, it's an exciting song. I'm pumped up. Are you pumped up for today?
I'm pumped up. Yeah. I was feeling, you know, a little out there, but I feel the song, and now I'm ready to go. It's like an energy drink.
Oh, I know. You know, it would almost be like if the sun ever came out again. You know, we haven't seen the sun in 6 days, but...
we've been vampires for 6 days.
Yeah, but you know what, though? I certainly want to say something that before we get started here to all of my friends in golf and just my friends in general, and I know my assistant, Robbie Fenton, his family... His parents live down in Wilmington, North Carolina. You know, Springdale Golf Live, we wish everyone the best down there in the Carolinas dealing with Florence. And hopefully it moves on pretty quick and y'all don't end up with too much trouble down there. We wish you the best. And, you know, hopefully everything, you know, just kind of moves on and does its thing and drains. And everyone stays safe. So
yeah,
the best wishes to everybody down there.
Absolutely.
Moving on from that, it was a big week this week in golf, Adrian, as we completed play of the BMW Championship on Monday. And one of the key things there, and congrats to a local guy, St. John's grad, Keegan Bradley, for the win, first win in 6 years. So congrats to him. He's a good friend of my, or a player. He played for Frank Darby, who's a good friend of mine over there on Sirius.
Yeah.
And so congrats.
We've had him on the show.
Yeah, we have had Darbs on the show.
Yeah.
Yes. And you know, I was happy. I sent him a note and he was real excited for Keegan, which is great. But you know, his win the other day was fantastic, but it didn't quite get him to Ryder Cup status. And that's what I want to touch on first, because on Monday evening, Captain Jim Furyk came out and he talked about who his Ryder Cup pick is, and it ended up being Tony Finau. I know Xander Schauffele tried his darndest to try to get on that team, but you know, now Tony Finau is the guy. You know, he's in the top five of the FedEx Cup standings. He stands a chance, if he does very well at the Tour Championship, to win the $10 million prize. And he hasn't even won an event this year. Now, that may be the case, but he's got 11 top 10s this year.
He hangs around in the majors. That's what he does.
He's got three top 10s in a major.
Yeah.
You know, and one of those was at Augusta with a dislocated ankle.
Yeah, I remember that.
It was crazy.
Yeah, it looked like a bowling ball.
So now we have both of the teams completed. And we have the complete USA team and the complete Europe team. And it's that time where we have to start to speculate on what will be the pairings and the different groupings and teammates that Captain Furyk and Captain Thomas Bjorn are going to put together for these matches and with the different formats and everything. So, you know, we're reaching out to social media. So anyone that's listening right now, hit me up at @KJPGA on either Twitter or Instagram, and I'll read you live on the air. But what I'm asking is I want to know, first of all, who would you pair together as teammates on the same team? So two USA guys, you know, the very popular pairing in the last couple of years has been Reed and Spieth, right?
Yeah.
But who would you get? And then the other one was, who would you love to see play on Sunday singles head to head, right?
Ooh.
Who would you really love to see battle it out? So, you know, we've been putting this thing out there, and I put it out there this morning too. So I got a couple early responses, and you know, a lot of people, a good friend of mine, this guy at @sravi98 on Instagram, he hits me up and he says he wants to see the Spieth Reed versus Rose Poulter match, which I think is interesting. You know, a lot of people complain maybe Spieth's not in full form, but you know, he and Patrick Reed seem to, you know,
you get the passion on both sides with Poulter on the European side,
sure.
And then you got Patrick Reed. He always gets fired up.
Yeah, he definitely gets, you know, Captain America there.
Yeah.
And you know, Spieth and Reed, believe it or not, are the second most successful team pairing in U.S. Ryder Cup history. Their record, you know. So, you know, a cool pairing there. I thought that was a good idea. I got this one in at Will_DixonGT. He says he wants to see on Sunday Justin Rose versus Dustin Johnson. Number one versus number two in the world. Because Rose just supplanted DJ as number one in the world by coming and runner-up at the BMW Championship. And I, you know, I thought, you know, he's probably a good player, so he's probably thinking he wants to see two very good players get after it and go from there. Now, going back to what you were kind of alluding to before, the fired-up nature of things, I got this guy at DavidQuinn7693, hits me up on Instagram here, and he says, Reed versus Poulter.
Oh.
Anchor match on Sunday. Now, the only thing I say there is that...
You might want to trot them out first.
That was my thing. You know, and I see where he's going. He wants the most passionate guys, Captain America versus Captain Europe, right?
Yep.
Or in a lot of cases, Captain Annoying, right? Ian Poulter. But anyway, so he wants to put the... Imagine the fire between those two. Because there was a good back and forth at Hazeltine between Rory and Reed. Remember with the finger waving
as good as you're going to get when it comes... To match play.
Spectacular theater, right? Awesome, right? But I don't think that Reed and Poulter would kind of have a behind-the-scenes, like, unwritten, like, we're going to have some fun with one another. I think they would really get after one another, which is kind of cool, you know?
Yeah.
Let's check the phone here, see if anyone's hit me up. All right, I got one here. We're going to read it. Okay. At Teeplepool CD, right, he says he wants either Rose versus Thomas... Fair enough. All right. Or DJ and Rory, the Bomber's Paradise. How about that one? So imagine those two having a match, DJ versus Rory, and they're going head to head. I mean, those guys hit it a mile. You know, just crazy, crazy long. So I like where his head's at. Another one here, just scrolling down. Okay. At Kamish WH. Oh, I like this one. The all technical match, right? And that's Bryson DeChambeau versus Alex Noren.
There you go.
Right. So a lot of people over here may not know Alex Noren is super, super technical. He has all these really kind of cool feels that he does in his pre-shot routine. And we all know Bryson's story. And, you know, he's got the compass taken away by the USGA. He's a physics guy, the single length club. So that one, those guys may never finish playing, quite honestly. You know, I don't know what would happen there.
Yeah,
and
put them on last.
Oh, here we go. Here's another good one. I like this guy. At JL Main Guy. All right. And he says, let's make a team of Reed and Bubba because, you know, because like everyone kind of doesn't stand, they can't stand those two.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. So it's like the team you love to hate on USA. And so I think that's a pretty good one. I appreciate everyone hitting us up here, you know, at KJPGA with some of these pairings. It's got some really good stuff here. You know, it's interesting because, you know, I started looking at some of the numbers here about the team itself and, you know, everyone's like, the USA's favored, Europe's favored, you know, so on and so forth. I mean, the USA has 11 guys playing in the Tour Championship of a 12-man team. And the 12th guy, which is Spieth, he was 31 in the FedEx Cup rankings. Enough has been made of him, and people have been beating him up for not making it there. But if you start to do it, if you just go by FedEx Cup rankings, the USA average on the team is 11.8. So that's their average ranking. All right. I mean, we have four of the top five that could win the FedEx Cup when, when you're talking DeChambeau, Finau, Johnson, and Thomas, right? And the European average is 36. So our FedEx Cup ranking average of the team, of our 12, is almost three times lower than that of Europe. Yeah. And someone say, well, you know, some of the Europe guys don't play enough in the FedEx Cup to earn points.
True.
Valid point.
Yeah.
Valid. Completely valid point. So let's go world ranking wise. And I'm so happy that you and the team here at Fox Sports, Adrian, are putting these numbers together. But world ranking wise, I've got Europe with an average world ranking of 18.5. All right. Pretty solid.
Yeah,
top 20,
bad.
Right?
Yeah.
And the USA with an average world ranking of 11.75. So let's call it 12. Call it 12 and 18, right? It just goes to show you this USA team is loaded.
Doesn't it seem like it always kind of like this with the European team? There's always like two or three guys you really don't know heading into the Ryder Cup.
You know, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that, Thorbjørn Olsen is not a household name.
Yeah.
But, you know, some of like Tyrrell Hatton, Paul Casey, Francisco Molinari won the Open Championship.
Yeah, we know those guys.
I mean, we know these guys. I think you're right. You know, it's interesting because some of their better players we haven't heard from in the last like 6 weeks, like a Henrik Stenson, or we haven't heard much from Sergio Garcia all year.
Yeah.
And, Ian Poulter's made a big push, but he's still ranked 34th in the world. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, he's a ways back there. So, you know, it's 2 weeks till the Ryder Cup. We have to sharpen up on our French for the next 2 weeks. All right. So it's 2 weeks till the Ryder Cup, and then we'll have a big Ryder Cup show on the Friday, the first day of the Ryder Cup, which is the 28th of September. But, that's just a little preliminary Ryder Cup talk there. Now, when you get into Ryder Cup, and I was talking to my good friend Marty Hackle this week, he has seen the uniforms already, and he is just like beside himself with how good they look. And they're going over to France where it's going to be a little cooler.
Yeah.
He's all into the layering and everything. So, I'd mentioned on the show, we like to do a little fashion leaderboard, Marty and I. So we talked this week. And our win for the week, the leaderboard leader was Billy Horschel, who played great at the BMW. But when you went from 95 degrees on Thursday with like a heat index of over 100, and then the guys were playing in the rain and the cold and the wind on Monday, and it maybe didn't get to 60, you had to show the full wardrobe. Top to bottom.
Had to show the versatility.
Yeah, exactly. I like where your head's at, right? From head to toe. So he and I, we both agree. We think Horschel, Polo RLX, he killed it. Mm-hmm. He was wearing this really cool vest and layering piece on Monday. And then, he had just some great fun stuff. He's known for wearing the octopus pants and all these other crazy things. Certainly Marty has his favorites. He's always talking about Henrik Stenson and Hugo Boss. And, I thought outside of Horschel, you see a lot of Justin Rose. I know he's wearing an Adidas line, but the guy, when you look back at him when he first got on tour 20 years ago, he was just wearing all these big clothes like a lot of the guys were, and now he's wearing some really fit clothes, some five pocket pants. I give him all the credit in the world. The guy's trying to stay young and looking hip. I think it's pretty good, So, one other thing. Next week, we have a week off from the PGA Tour, and next week we're getting to the Tour Championship, and we're going to talk a lot about that next week. But, last week we had on Marina Alex, and she's over playing in the LPGA's fifth major of the year, the Evian Championship in France. A lot of France going on in golf
right now.
So Marina Alex, who was great to come on the show last week, recent LPGA Tour winner, I'm happy to say that she is, I think she's tied for 26th place after two rounds, so she's very competitive.
Yeah.
The leader, Amy Olsen's at 8-under, American lady, par 71 over there where they're playing. And Marina Alex is 2-under through two rounds. So she's 6 back with the weekend to go. And we know she can go low. 65 on Sunday out at Portland and a 62 in the first round. It's all good. So, it's just really, really cool that we had her on the show. Now she's playing in the major, and I just thought I'd update the fans into how she's doing, which is neat.
There you go.
And so I regress. But anyway, folks, what we're going to do is we're going to take a little break here on Springdale Golf Live, Fox Sports 920, The Jersey. We're going to listen to a little bit of the Dropkick Murphys here as Adrian takes us out. And when we come back, we're going to talk to New England Revolution star, Major League Soccer's own Taylor Twellman. Hey, it's 3:15 here in Princeton, folks. 12:15 to our friends out in Pasadena. Thanks for listening to Fox Sports 920, The Jersey.
Win cash up to $5,000 with this cash code.
Jewelry.
Got it? Now go to 920thejersey.com for your chance at winning cash. Get all the info and rules at 920thejersey.com.
The New Jersey Golf Foundation, the charitable arm of the NJPGA section, is committed to positively impacting lives and communities through the game of golf, with a focus on three core pillars: youth, military, and special needs, the NJGF delivers dynamic programming under the guidance of PGA professionals, so individuals from all backgrounds can experience the game of golf in a welcoming environment. To support the NJGF or learn more about programs and special events, visit njgolffoundation.org. That's njgolffoundation.org.
Weekday mornings, 9 to noon.
Dan Patrick.
Here's what you do. You listen every day to him and the Danettes.
I'm just like you.
Dan
Patrick went off on his own, started a radio show, and now he's here on its own.
Dan
Patrick. His show is heaven sent.
I'm fascinating. You're irrelevant.
920 The Jersey.
Let's get back on course as Springdale Golf Live continues on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
Golf Live on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey. You know, we just I just got a text here, Adrian, from my good friend Taylor Twellman. And, you know, I know we're playing the anthem in his honor here, shipping up to Boston. And he just texted me, and due to the hurricane, he's traveling and he's stuck right now. So he can't come on.
Yeah.
Big bummer. But you know what, though? We got him once. We'll get him again.
Yep.
He's texting me right now. He just said that he's very sorry. He just can't do it. He's tied up in the airport. And, you know, these things happen. And
obviously it's very understandable given the situation going on right now.
Yeah. So he's down traveling somewhere there in the Florence affected area. And so, Taylor, we wish you the best here from Springdale Golf Live. Sorry you couldn't make it on today, but we'll get you another day, my good friend. Fantastic guy. And, you know, one of the big reasons I wanted to bring him on today, Adrian, was that this week is Concussion Awareness Week. And Taylor was an unbelievable MLS star, now avid golfer.
Yeah.
And I know one of the things he wanted to talk about was in sports, you know, concussions is such a tremendously debilitating injury, and these brain injuries. And, you know, I just encourage everyone. He's got a foundation since, you know, he was in 2005. The MLS MVP of the year. All right. New England Revolution, who he played for, he was the first guy to 100 goals at the age of 29, youngest guy to ever get to 100 goals in MLS. He's won the Golden Boot. I mean, he's just a tremendous player. In 2009, in the prime of his career, he has a tremendous head and neck injury, and he never comes back from it. And he's taken it upon himself to start this Think Taylor Foundation, and I'm super proud of him as a friend, just all he's doing to try to raise awareness. So, you know, I encourage everyone. I know he was going to come on and talk about that, and he was going to talk a lot about golf, because the guy plays golf like 24/7 now.
Yeah.
When he's not talking about USA Soccer on ESPN or Major League Soccer, he's out all the time playing golf. And, you know, he, certainly... we're going to have him on again in a couple weeks. We'll get him back. And Florence strikes again.
Yeah.
You know,
it's a shame.
It's unbelievable.
Mm.
You know, so many people are affected, and we wish them the best with our thoughts and prayers. But you know what? The show must go on. And it's Springdale Golf Live here on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey. Now, here's an interesting point. Let's get back to the PGA Tour for a second. And I don't know if you know that this happened this week, Adrian. I know you're very, very in tune with the Philly sports scene and everything,
yeah,
but
yeah.
You know, how deeply you get into the PGA Tour, you know, it I get deep, like super deep.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So
it's your thing.
It is my thing for sure. So here we go. This week, Golf Magazine published a survey that they anonymously did to 60 PGA Tour pros, one of which was a major winner in 2018. Like six of the guys or seven was in the top 20 rankings in the world. So they got 60 guys currently off the top 125 in the FedEx Cup points list, you know, good players. And they asked them a bunch of questions. And I thought, you know, our job here on Springdale Golf Live is to inform, engage, and inspire. Right. So let's get into the information part of that.
We
engaged in the first half with a little bit of social media fun with some pairings for the Ryder Cup, which was tons of fun for us here because, you know, someday we'll get to the point where we take callers. God bless us all.
Yeah.
But for right now, you can always hit me up on @KJPGA. But let's get into this survey thing, because I think some of the information they came up with, I can't wait to see the reaction on your face and hear it in your voice to some of this stuff. So let's get into this first one. We're going to start with some soft questions here first.
Okay.
All right. Are you concerned that tour players are hitting the ball too far? right? This is a big discussion in golf. Golf ball goes too far. The courses are going to become obsolete, yada, yada.
Yeah.
76% said no. And then they had some commentary there. And the one guy says, I just wish I could hit it farther. So I like where his head's at. But 76% of the PGA Tour, which are all bombers to begin with.
Yeah.
You know, so like when somebody like Zach Johnson comes off the tour who hits it like 270, he's going to be replaced by a younger guy that hits it 300. Mm-hmm. I mean, that Jim Furyk comes off, he hits it 270, he's going to be replaced by, you know, a super bomber, you know, like over at the shop, like Darren Bolton or Robbie Fountain. These guys hit over 300 yards, you know? So it's interesting that those guys even think that they want to hit it further, which is pretty funny. All right, here you go. Question for you. And I want your opinion on this. Who's going to win more majors in their career, Jordan Spieth or Justin Thomas?
Ooh. See, my initial reaction is Jordan Spieth. The clutch putting, he just seems like he lives in that big moment.
Well, he's up 3-1. Right now. Okay. So the stats on this are pretty interesting. Justin, 68%.
Wow.
Jordan, 29%. Three were undecided. 3% undecided. It's interesting. All right.
He's having a bad year, but come on, guys.
Well, he's up 3-1.
Yeah.
So even if it ended right now.
I don't even know if Justin Thomas is going to get to 3.
Exactly my point. Couldn't have said it better myself, I think I did earlier. All right. So here's a good one. Pace of play is always a concern at the club over at Springdale, right?
Yeah.
Has having a slow playing partner ever hurt you on course in your performance? So 78% of the PGA Tour guys surveyed said yes. Having a slow player in my group hurt my performance that day. Backup question to that. Do you feel your own pace of play is acceptable? 100% said yes. How does that make any sense? I mean, how does that make any sense? Right? I mean, you can't make this stuff up. 78% said they were affected. And then when they asked if their pace of play was acceptable, 100% said yes.
That's great.
You know, all right, here's another one. Here's another great contradictory question. And you know that the guys that wrote these were having tons of fun when they wrote them for Golf Magazine, right? Have you ever witnessed a fellow tour player cheat during a tournament round? 44% said yes. 56% said no. Okay. Backup question. Have you ever broken a rule and not reported it? 100% no. Okay, wait a second. So how does that work? You know, here's another good question. Has an unruly fan behavior ever cost you a shot? 53% said yes. And 47% said no. And one guy commented, not enough people are ever watching me. Okay. Well, it is what it is, you know. I love this one. Brandel Chamblee. You know who Brandel Chamblee is,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
The very opinionated guy on Golf Channel.
Yes.
He rips people from time to time. So do you respect Brandel Chamblee's opinions on the Golf Channel? The PGA Tour players surveyed. 64% said yes. 27% said no. And no comment from 9%. All right. Mm-hmm. You know, so one guy says, say what you want, but the guy does his homework. Fair enough, right? Yeah. He can't possibly believe all the stuff he's saying, right? How about that? It's classic. It's so classic. And, anyway. Here we go. Tiger stuff. You gotta love when they get into the Tiger.
I mean, I like Tiger.
Yeah, you gotta love the Tiger stuff. Because he's back. My man, I am the needle, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tiger Woods moving the needle. All right, here we go. Will Tiger win another tour event?
Yes.
All right. Okay. So in 2018, the answer to that question is 98% said yes.
Okay.
And then another major. What do you think about that? Another major. Does he win one?
I'm going to guess like 70% say yes.
Okay. 90% say yes.
Okay.
Okay. So in 2018, 90% say yes. And then 98% say he'll win another tour event. All right. Now, they asked the same questions in a similar poll a year ago. This time a year ago when Tiger was ranked over 1,000th in the world. And the stats then, 2/3 of the PGA Tour guys that were questioned said, 66% said he'd win a tour event, and 16% said he'd win another major.
Wow.
So he's gone from 16% chance of winning a major in the eyes of his peers in 1 year to 90%.
It's unbelievable.
1,000th in the world.
Yeah.
To a Ryder Cup captain selection. And now 21st in the world. So, I mean, how about that?
I mean, it would have been hypocritical for me to say that, you know, because I would probably have been part of that 16%.
You know, I tell you, it's really, really interesting. Oh, you know, we got to talk about it again because it's going to be going on until Thanksgiving, and then we'll talk about it a lot more. But so they asked him, Tiger or Phil, who do you want? Who do you want, Tiger or Phil? Well, you know, just like Vegas, who has them as a favorite, Tiger gets in a resounding support of 76% of those that were asked believe that he will get Phil. 14% said Phil, and then 10% said, who cares? All right. You know, fair enough. You know, this is really good stuff. Oh, here we go. Speaking of Phil. So we're going to get back to Phil. You know, Phil being Phil is caused some storylines this year here in the world of golf. And should Phil have been disqualified at Shinnecock? So 60 PGA Tour players were surveyed. Mm-hmm. And should Phil have been DQ'd at Shinnecock? So what do you think about that one? What do you think his peers think about Phil at Shinnecock, Adrian?
I would think the peers would like Phil, but I don't know. We're about to find out.
All right. So, yes, 44%. Mm-hmm. No, 54%. So it's basically 50-50.
Almost, yeah.
Half the guys are like, Phil's an idiot, and he should have been DQ'd. And half the guys are like, who cares? Phil's an idiot, and just let him do his thing, right? Is Phil good for the game?
I would think so.
I think 100%.
Yeah.
You know, they keep talking about... Now, imagine this scenario, because we were talking about the Ryder Cup earlier, and the Ryder Cup's coming to Bethpage in about 10 years.
Yeah.
All right? So imagine, first of all, the fervor that surrounds the first tee on a Ryder Cup, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, with all due respect to the President's Cup at Liberty National last year and all the fans doing their thing, they were great and everything, but the Ryder Cup is like so next
it's
level.
It's a completely different
It's so
level.
Next level, yeah. Right? Could you imagine Bethpage Black for a Ryder Cup? All right, now, here's my one caveat. Now imagine, so you can imagine that scenario,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Everyone out there that's listening, I want you to imagine, you know, the 2002 U.S. Open at Bethpage where people are screaming at Sergio, hit it, Sergio, let's go, you know.
Yeah.
And it's, imagine a Ryder Cup where, you know, your seasoned guys are like DJ and Thomas and Ricky Fowler. Like, those are the guys that have been on the team like your Tigers and Phils are right now, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And now I want you to imagine that same scenario, and your team captain is Phil Mickelson.
Ooh.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
You heard it here first,
That's
folks.
That's what it's going to be.
I think they're holding him for that one. Because Phil's going to be a captain at some point. He's like 48 right now. He's going to be a captain sometime before he's 60, right? Certainly, I mean, Phil's been critical of the fact that when they chose Tom Watson, he was out of contact. You know, out of contact with the younger players, so on and so forth. So, but I think they're holding on to Phil because how much of the New York crowd loves Phil. So here you go. There's our inform.
That's some incredible foresight by you.
How about
to
that?
Pick that out.
How about that?
Yeah.
I bet you Phil. I would not be surprised that the powers that be down there at the PGA pick Phil or have Phil kind of slotted in there. Could you imagine the emotion? Woo. And all the entertainment that Phil would provide at the press conferences at Bethpage Black for a Ryder Cup.
It might be the most entertaining Ryder Cup there is in history.
Ever.
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 Ever. Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good, you know. You know, then let's see here, some other survey questions. I like this one. Would you take one major victory or 10 tour wins? So 36% say they'd take one major, and then 64% says 10 tour wins. There was one guy here, he had a caveat. He said it depends if it's 10 Puerto Rico Opens, right? Which is pretty funny, you know.
It depends how much money you're making. If you're a tour player not really making much, I'd probably take the tour wins.
Well, but, you know, let's go back to Keegan Bradley. You know, in his rookie year, he won the PGA Championship at Atlanta Athletic Club, right? And then he has a couple other wins, and he doesn't come back for what?
Yeah.
You know, win for 6 years.
Yeah.
Right? So, I mean, that's a little ways without a win. So he'd be a great guy to ask that question. Well, I think, you know, if you want to go look at it, that survey that they did, there was about 40 questions there. I just highlighted a couple for you. You know, we're you know, obviously super sorry that Taylor couldn't make it on the line today, but I promise you folks, I'm going to grab him maybe sometime around the MLS Cup. You know, later on in the fall, we'll get him on to do a little soccer golf talk.
That'd be awesome.
And we'll talk again about his foundation, Think Taylor. You know, I encourage everyone out there to Google that. And if you know any kids or your kids play high school sports, it's a really, really neat thing to, you know, to take a look at and to take his pledge. The mission is really, really neat. So, at this moment, It's about that time on a Friday afternoon,
it is
Adrian.
About that time.
We've been having so much fun, you and I. I think you and I are going to do it again next week, right?
I think Al might be in next week.
No, I think...
Is it me?
No, I think it's you. I think Al's been...
Right.
We shipped him up to Boston. Many thanks to the Dropkick Murphys for being the song of the week and our inspiration. Thank you to all my members. To the man on the board, Adrian. Gotta love it, man. Great job today, and I love all your feedback and commentary. To my Springdale Board of Governors, love all the support you give me back there at the club, and most importantly, our listeners. You know, folks, you know I'm heading to Springdale. But where are you headed? Well, let the tower be your guide. And from Philadelphia to Foxborough, and of course, everywhere online, may you all have a Springdale day.
You've been listening to Springdale Golf Live with Keith Stewart. Keith returns to the tee next Friday afternoon at 3 on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.